Oh, did I frighten you? Oh, here. Take my hand. Oh, you don't need to repay me. Oh, look at you. You're shivering. You're shivering so much. Do you really think that I would leave a nice, cute boy like you out here to freeze? You might catch a cold. Or worse. I couldn't do that. Not with a clear conscience. Oh, silly. You can repay me by not getting sick. Come on. Let me take you to my home. Here we are. Okay, have a seat. I'll get some fresh clothes for you. Here. Of course I'm gonna help you. You're still shivering so much that you can barely control your hands. So much dirt and... is that... blood? Oh, this is worse than I expected. Come with me. I'm gonna clean you. Don't protest. There's a chance those wounds could have already gotten infected. The longer they go uncleaned, the worse they will become. Just relax. So, what brought you out here? Adventuring. It's all the same. They all think that they can get rich from leaving home and questing, but they don't think of the risk. At the end of the day, monsters don't mean to harm humans. But when they have dreams of gold and riches, they don't stop and think about the world around them. If they just thought for a moment, they'd see that monsters mean no harm. They charge into caves and try to take gold, thinking that those in the caves mean to harm them. Dragons might be prideful creatures, but they still won't kill a human on purpose. With such strength at their hands, something is bound to happen. And no matter how prideful they are, it still hurts them. Monsters were all changed by the Demon Queen to take on a form that loved and cherished humans. Unfortunately, this is a world where humans are blind to see that. So, you have no weapon, your armor was shredded like paper, and you look like you picked a fight with a thornbush and were brutalized upon loss. Why not return home? Did I hit a nerve? I'm sorry. Don't cry. I'm here for you. You don't have to tell me what happened, but I might be able to make you feel better if you do. And I see. That's terrible. But why feel obligated to follow the footsteps of a man who brought you so much pain? Do you want to turn out bitter like him? Do you want to die for him? Human, I have lived in this shrine for a long time. I have seen countless adventurers like you and countless others both stronger and weaker than you. Every time I ask them what brings them here, and every time they say either a quest or a search for adventure. I always bring up my disliking towards the practice, sometimes more intensely and sometimes less, but my mind is spoken nonetheless. I've helped many adventurers rethink their ways and even helped some of them see the truth about monsters. But so many others ignore me. Of all those adventurers who ignore me, I have never seen any of them again. I would like to think that they simply forgot about me, but deep down, I know I never see them. And now I see an adventurer who doesn't want the life that he's chosen, but feels obligated to follow the footsteps of a man who acted as a devil in the shadows all your childhood. Human, I know you can't go home, but I would allow you to stay here. I know that I can have a reputation for lusting towards men, but I promise I won't do any of that sort to you. Unless you allow it. There are so many other monsters out there. It would be a shame to block out this world the second you entered it. Let me heal your wounds and get some clothes on you. We can talk about this more in the morning. All done. You're looking so much better now. How do you feel? Oh, there's no need to thank me. I'm just doing what I believe is right. Seeing the color return to your skin and that smile on your face, it's thanks enough. Let me show you to your room. You must be tired. Here, you can sleep on the bed. Oh, I'll be fine. I have mats that I use for meditation, and I can use my tails for warmth. Yeah, and if you decide to stay here, we can work out more permanent arrangements. But for now, rest. Sweet dreams. Human? Are you awake? You look so pale. You're sweating so much. Are you sick? No? Did you have a bad dream? Okay, do you mind if I just sit down next to you? Okay. Just rest your head against me. Tell me, what was your dream? Oh no, your father getting the order to send their men here and kill me. Oh, you sweet boy. Your father has been able to threaten you and your mother, but no amount of threats can convince the Order to defy years of religious practices. And, even if they did, I have 9 tails. They wouldn't be able to touch me, and I wouldn't let them take you. Remember when I talked about monsters accidentally killing humans? Well, that connects to the reason why I try and convince people like you to change their ways. I was young and foolish, with only 4 tails to my name. I was tricked and someone took my Hoshi no Tama, or, in your language, Starbell. No matter how much I begged, he refused to give it back to me. I only wanted to stun him. I was planning to heal him up right after and secure what he took. But I underestimated my strength and killed him. For months, I was in shock about whatever happened. That was until a traveler who came to leave an offering saw me. He asked me what was wrong, and I told him. He responded by telling me a tale of someone taking a star bell and not giving it back until the kitsune basically promised to be the equivalent of a guardian angel. I was furious. A tale of power forced me to kill a human. After that day, I vowed to stop monsters from having to do what I did. But for you, I would do it again. Not only would it hurt me to watch you get sent back to that evil man, but it would also guarantee you being sent to fight monsters. And no offense to you, but judging from what I saw, I feel like it would eventually result in the same thing I try so hard to prevent. Some humans are weak enough to be neutralized and taken as a husband. Some are strong enough to overcome the challenges and be seduced by a strong monster. But most are strong enough to last too long but too weak to survive past that. Human, can I ask you something? And feel free to turn me down. Would you like to be my husband? You don't have to speak right away, but I also won't act on my urges unless you agree. No matter how cute you look right now. Was that a yes? Good. I'll do all the work. How do my tails feel? Magic. A single tail of full strength is powerful, and I have 9. What if I moved my tails downward? I can also use the other ones to wrap you up. There. You look like you're in a trance. That's my good boy. Oh, you are so cute. You're gonna be a good boy and take this for me, right? I'm just gonna kiss you a little more while I do this, okay? Are you gonna come already? That's alright. I wouldn't expect you to last long at all. With this much magic energy running through me, I wouldn't be surprised if you busted instantly. Came a lot. Do you have enough to come again? I don't want to subject you to any magic yet. It's late, and you really do need some rest. You can? Good. Let me move my tails away from your conch. I'll get these robes off. Look in your eyes. See something you like, cutie? Oh, you're such a good boy. This is the first time anyone has ever actually seen me bare. Some people who come and give offerings often comment on my skin and form. Occasionally I would even hear someone say something lewd about my appearance. It was flattering, but not the kind of reaction I wanted. I wanted someone, well, someone like you. You saw my form and looked mesmerized. You didn't even have to think. You just knew that what you were seeing was beautiful. There are times when I wish my body were full of magic energy, so I knew what it was like to be forged by the magic sent out by the Demon Queen. Not only does my form improve with age, but the aura I give off also makes people see me as more than I am. Kind of overkill, if you ask me. But personally, it makes it very hard to find someone who wants me for me, instead of my looks and charm. I knew you weren't like that when you hugged me earlier. You said nothing, yet your spirit told me anything and everything I needed to know. I knew that I helped you. I love you for that. Here I am ranting while you have your cock out. Sorry, it's just been such a long time since I've had anyone I could truly talk to. Let's get started. There. It's inside me. That look. You weren't expecting this, were you? Such a cute boy. There. I'll start moving now. So good, dear. I haven't felt anything like this before. Your moans are so hot. I love the look on your face as I move. You're such a cute boy. I love you so much. What if I use my tails to hold you against me? Your head barely reaches my breast. I can feel vibrations as you moan. They feel so good against my breasts. I'm moaning to me more, dear. You're being such a good boy. I can't really describe this feeling. I feel so happy, but it's not that. I can't point to where I feel it, but it's there. I want to hold on to you and never let go. You're twitching. Are you gonna come? Let's come together. I'm almost there. Just squeeze me when you can't stop yourself from coming. I feel it. I'm gonna come. So much inside me. Take deep breaths. You did good, my good boy. Let's lie down. How do you feel, cutie? I love you too, dear. Such a cute boy. I won't let anyone take him from me. They can have that bell. But not him. I'll eventually ask to incubize him so that I don't have to watch him wither away. But if he says no, I'll use my magic. Anything for my beloved. Anything, and at any price. He's worth everything to me. I'll find a way. I swear. I'll make this feeling between us last forever. But not without talking to him first. Marriage is built on trust, and I need him to trust me. I'll see you in the morning, my good boy.